I don't know what I'm so worried about. Here I am trying to get ready to go and have what's probably going to be one of the most difficult conversations of my life. And I'm worried. I'm scared. I'm nervous. And yet, I shouldn't be. These people care about me. They love me. So, they're not going to care who I date, right? They're open-minded. They're accepting. They're not up their own asses, which is one of the reasons that I love spending time with them. They're my friends. It's not like I'm going to tell my parents, which would be a completely different story. Why am I stressing about this? It's not like I killed somebody. I'm just figuring out who I am. And I'm pretty badass. That sounds so weird coming out of my own mouth. I always knew I was different, but this is a complete turn that I didn't see coming, and they're going to support me. They're going to. Especially when my friends meet them. They're the most incredible person I've ever met in my life. I never expected to meet someone like this. To meet someone who lights me up from the inside out. Who makes me think I can do anything. And who supports me while I try. I'm so stuck in my head on labels and stupidity. Who cares? He, she, they, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, what matters is the person. And they're going to see that. My friends will see that. It took me long enough to see it. I've always dated men. That's just what you do, right? But I've always thought women were attractive too. And it's taken a long time for me to be comfortable with the fact that I'm not attracted to genders. I'm not attracted to he or she. I'm attracted to people. What did my therapist call it? Pansexual? People attract me, regardless of what they were born. And my partner is non-binary. And they're the most incredible person. They're going to see that. My friends will see that. My parents are going to be a completely different story, but I'm not dealing with that right now. Why am I struggling with this? Am I still struggling with who I am? That's ridiculous. Is it? It's not about sex. It's not about being quote-unquote normal, and that's a horrible word. It's about being honest with myself. And when I met them, if I had turned my back on what I was feeling, I would have missed out on the most amazing connection I've ever felt in my life. And I'm really glad I was smart enough not to do that. But what if they don't accept them? What if my friends don't accept my relationship with them? What if they just can't? I never thought of that. I mean, I'm fully prepared for that with my family, but my friends are the family I chose for myself, and I chose these people for a reason. But what if they just won't accept this? Am I prepared to what? To walk away from my friends? From my relationship? To stay true to who I am? I'm seeing terror on my own face as I look in the mirror, but I know the answer before I even ask the question. Yes. I'm fully prepared to turn my back on anybody that doesn't accept this. As hard as that's going to be. I know who I am and what my future is going to be, and this amazing person who has, for some reason, decided that they love me too. They're going to be part of it, regardless of what anybody else says. And I need to hold on to that. They wanted to come with me to do this, but that would have made it so much harder. They never want me to be alone. They never want me to be by myself when I'm struggling. But at the same time, they understand that I'm independent and I need to do things on my own. Which is what I love. We've been together for a while now, sort of under the radar, and I have yet to find a single thing that I don't like. They're phenomenal. If people were colors, they would be the most vibrant shade of purple. I don't know why purple, other than it's the color that makes me happiest when I think about it. Purple with like a yellow glow. Yellow like the sun, because that's what they are. And if I turned my back on that and I said, no, I only like men, then I'd be losing that. And my friends will understand that. They will. They're going to get it. And if they don't, well, that's pretty simple, isn't it? I mean, some of these people I've known since I was a kid, some since college. Regardless, they're my people, they're my tribe. My family's a train wreck, and they won't be. No. And when they meet my person, when they meet my other half for the first time, well, if my friends don't love them as much as I do, then I've misjudged my friends. It'll be fine. It will be. I know it. I feel it. I just have to be honest. I'm finally being honest with myself. I'm finally seeing what was inside me for so long, and what I tried to hide, what I tried to push aside. I don't want to hide it anymore. I don't want to push it aside anymore. How do you hide who you are? Why should you have to? I don't want to. It's not right. It's not fair to me to have to pretend to be something I'm not just because it makes other people more comfortable. I'm not asking my friends to change anything about them. I'm not asking them to become anything different than they are. I'm just asking them to be accepting. I think that's a pretty small ask. And I think they'll see it the same way. Okay. All right. Okay. I gotta do this. I'm gonna be late. Okay. I look like I mean business, but not in a scary way. Okay, I'm good. I can do this. Talking to myself in the mirror. Good Lord. You can do this. you've got this. And if not, there's a very wonderful person waiting to cheer you up, no matter what happens. Hold on to that. Okay. Even when I'm nervous, I still feel loved. And that tells me that I am doing the right thing. I am absolutely doing the right thing. And it's going to be fine. No matter what happens, everything is going to be just fine.